Welcome to KUOW's The Record. I'm Bill Radke. The Democratic National Convention begins today in Philadelphia, and KUOW's David Hyde is there at Roosevelt Park near the convention center where protesters have gathered. David, hello.
Hey, how's it going, Bill?
It's good. And before we get to the protest, what's happened at the convention so far today?
Well, Bernie Sanders met with supporters earlier today, including supporters here from Washington State. The event was closed to the press, but they tell me that he told delegates some of the same things he's been saying all along. The Democratic Party needs to unite at this point to defeat Donald Trump. One of the Bernie delegates from Washington State, Andrew Shogren, told me that that candidate is Bernie Sanders, and he points to some polls today out showing that Hillary's maybe trailing Donald Trump.
Now, Bernie Sanders won the caucuses here in Washington State, as we all well know, and his supporters have complained since that the Democratic Party has ignored them and the system is rigged in Clinton's favor. What are Washington delegates saying about these emails that have been leaked showing Democratic Party officials favoring Clinton?
They're ticked off about WikiLeaks. They're ticked off about the vice presidential nominee. You know, they're not happy at this point. That's all I can tell you.
David Hyde is at Roosevelt Park. As I said, David, will you paint us a picture of that spot?
Yeah, I'm looking around right now. There's families, there's tents, there's people with dogs, there's American flags, there's right-wing protesters, there's Jill Stein signs, and the crowd is just kind of starting to gather now. It's expected to build over the course of the day, and I think Jill Stein is anticipated to speak here around 5 p.m. Eastern time.
What are you seeing right now?
Like I said, looking out, balloons, protesters, peace signs, Bernie or bust signs, kind of what you might expect at a political protest. And actually, we're right next to the fences separating the protesters from the convention center. Although I have to say, with the proximity, it's pretty close. You can see it all from right here. The tents and all of that is sort of set up about 100 yards away.
I understand there's one of the protesters there you've lined up to talk with us.
Yeah, Jonathan Tong is a school teacher from Kenmore, Washington, and he traveled all the way to Philadelphia to send a message.
Talking with KUOW's David Hyde, who's at Philadelphia now for the Democratic National Convention, and Jonathan Tong is about to come on the line with us. Jonathan?
Hey, Bill. How's it going?
Good to talk with you. You went from Kenmore, Washington, to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, to send a message, and what's your message?
I did. I'm a high school teacher from Washington State, and I came here to help my students and my two teenage daughters get the democracy they deserve.
What do you mean, the democracy they deserve? What are you asking for?
Well, most people, whether they're Bernie supporters or Hillary supporters, would agree with former President Jimmy Carter and a Princeton study that was done last year that we don't actually have a functioning democracy in this country. We have an oligarchy, a government that's controlled by a small number of very wealthy, politically powerful people.
And how do you take down or change an oligarchy?
To me, the big issue is big money in politics. Again, whether you're a Hillary supporter or a Bernie supporter or even a Trump supporter, polls overwhelmingly show that the one thing that everyone agrees on across the spectrum is that there's too much money corrupting our system, and that's for both parties. So what I came here to do was raise public awareness of this and maybe reframe the narrative so that it isn't so much about Bernie versus Hillary or Hillary versus Trump, but the 1% who are running everything in this country versus the other 99%. That's what this week should be about.
And there you are protesting. Do you feel like you can bring about change through the electoral process and our party system?
That's what I'm hoping so. And that's what the thousands of other people who came here from all over the country are hoping for, too. We're just doing whatever we can to make a difference.
Do you plan to get arrested?
I personally am not planning to get arrested, but I am working with Democracy Spring, and I am supporting the folks who are willing to risk arrest for this.
Well, today, Bernie Sanders asked you to vote for Hillary Clinton. Will you do that?
I have not ruled out the possibility of voting for Hillary come November, but that's 3 months away. So me personally, I'm figuring we got 3 months between now and then, and I want her and the rest of the party to work a little bit harder to earn my vote.
Well, as you know, Democratic Party officials are saying, don't wait for 3 months. We need to show unity now. The Republicans showed some disunity last week, and that made national headlines, the booing of Ted Cruz, etc. How do you know you're not in dangerous territory here showing disunity at a time when the DNC wants to make this a show of togetherness?
Because I'm putting the needs of my country before the needs of my party. I've been registered as a Liberal Democrat for 35 years. But to me, again, I'm more concerned about the unity of our country over the unity of our party.
Washington State.
We got 3 months. 3 months mm-hmm. is a long time. I'm willing to have that conversation in October.
Well, Washington State, as you well know, went for Bernie Sanders here, and there were a lot of complaints from Sanders fans saying the system is rigged in favor of Hillary Clinton. What do you think about these leaked emails that show party officials favoring Clinton? What effect did those emails have on you?
I think it confirms what we all pretty much knew from the beginning. When they scheduled the first debates to be at times that were guaranteed to have minimum viewership, we kind of knew that they were rigging the system already, so this just kind of confirms it.
Okay, finally, Jonathan Tong, a lot of us are wondering what kind of protests there are going to be this week at this convention. What can you tell us? What are your plans for the week?
I will be here supporting wherever I can. There are lots of different groups and lots of different organizations that are having rallies, that are having marches. I'm here mainly with Democracy Spring. It's the same group that organized the mass sit-ins at the Capitol building back in April, and they are planning direct actions every day this week. I will be supporting there.
With Democracy Spring, that's Jonathan Tong, school teacher from Kenmore, Washington, traveled to Philadelphia to join protests at the Democratic National Convention. Jonathan, thank you for that.
Thanks, Bill. Hey, Kate, can I add one more thing?
Yes.
Can I encourage your listeners to vote yes on Initiative 735 and Initiative 1464 on the November ballot? Because those are both ballot initiatives that also would go a long way to helping get big money out of politics.
Thank you, Jonathan. Our listeners will find coverage of our November ballot issues and candidates at our website, KUOW.org. KUOW's David Hyde and Kate Walters are there in Philadelphia this week. And if you have convention questions, send your email to newsroom@KUOW.org.